Can you picture how drop-dead gorgeous this city is in the rain? Imagine this town in the 20s, Paris in the 20s, in the rain, the artists and writers. I mean, this is unbelievable. Look at this. There's no city like this in the world. There never was.
Hi, I'm Yona Stamatis, host of the WUIS Special Arts broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Join us now for a brief conversation with Maestro Aram Demirjian about the upcoming April in Paris concert with the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra. The concert will take place at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, March 31st at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield. Maestro, what a pleasure to see you back here in Springfield. And we are all looking so much forward to this concert. Share with us what you have been up to since we saw you last.
Well, first of all, hello, Yona. It's very, very nice to be back here in Springfield. And yeah, what have I been up to since I've been here last? It's kind of hard to believe that it's been a little bit over 2 months since I was last here. It's really flown by. What have I been doing? Where have I been? I've been very lucky to be very busy. I spent 2 weeks with the Philadelphia Orchestra, had a few guest conducting opportunities with other orchestras, Fresno Philharmonic comes to mind, and got to finally spend quite a bit of time with my home orchestra, the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra, where I'm the music director, and had a really fun experience just this past weekend on a big music festival that happens in Knoxville called the Big Ears Music Festival, which is run by the same people who run the Bonnaroo Music Festival. And Big Ears is sort of what you'd picture something like Lollapalooza or Coachella or something, to that effect, in the middle of a city, lots of different venues. But it's got a classical, contemporary meets indie pop electronica fusion theme. It was so much fun. And so we got to participate as an orchestra on this festival that just drew artists from all over the country. It was my first time being involved in something like that.
Wow, that does sound like fun. And I'm sorry to hear that you haven't been up to much lately, it sounds. So tell us about this concert, April in Paris, clearly centered around France and perhaps around Paris in particular.
Yeah, this is a program concept that I have used before, partially just because I love French music, and particularly I love the city of Paris and, just everything about it. Paris was for a very long time one of the artistic capitals of the world, arguably still is, but particularly in the late 19th century and at the turn of the century, which is when much of the music on the program was composed. But the main reason for this program is because everybody has some type of concept of Paris. Paris is a place that just captures the imagination, whether you have visited there many times, like I have. I even lived in Paris for a summer. Or, it's you've only seen it in the movies. Paris is both a location, but also kind of a fantastic, mystical, mysterious place that exists in our dreams. And that level of personal connection that we all have with this iconic city is a way for us to each individually have a point of orientation to connect to a program. And with any program, I want the program to be an enjoyable, easy experience for everybody in the audience, whether they know every piece that's on the program or whether they've never heard a single note by a symphony orchestra before. And it always helps, I find, to have some sort of hook so that your personal connection to something non-musical can be your point of entry into the communal experience. So we have Parisian-themed music on the program. We have Debussy's Clair de Lune, which is the most famous piece on the program. Certainly, if you've seen Fantasia or Ocean's 11, then you know this piece. We also have Fauré's Pavane, which is one of those pieces where it's probably familiar to a lot of your listeners. But even if it's not, it's one of those when you hear the melody, you think, oh, that's what that song is. We also have Mozart, the only non-French composer on the program. It's his 31st symphony, which he dedicated to the city of Paris, where he wrote it, the Paris Symphony. We also have a piece by Maurice Ravel, who is my favorite French composer. It's his Le Tombeau de Couperin, at Couperin's tomb, basically. And he wrote it as a memorial piece for the loss of friends in World War I, but also kind of as a memorial for the end of that cultural moment in history, that sort of collective loss of innocence that Europe experienced during World War I. And we are 100 years since the year that Ravel composed it in 1917.
What a program. We look forward so much to joining you and to taking our own personal trips to Paris in this concert. This has been a brief conversation with Maestro Aram Demirjian, candidate for music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. You can watch Maestro Demirjian conduct the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra this Friday, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield. For tickets, visit ilsymphony.org. Thank you for listening. I'm Jonas DeMattis, and I'll see you at the concert.